Moksha Day. Swami Kriyananda left his body on April 21st, 2013. Since then, we've called the anniversary of his passing Moksha Day. Moksha meaning spiritual liberation, or literally, to cut through delusion. At Ananda Village, we honor it with a six-hour meditation at Swamiji's home, Crystal Hermitage. This is also peak season for the tulip gardens that he so loved. And this year, we have some 25,000 tulips, attracting nearly that many visitors to delight in the beauty. Moksha was the goal to which Swamiji dedicated his life, and it is the goal to which, following his example, many of Ananda members have dedicated their own. It might be helpful to see a very few of the many qualities Swamiji modeled for us, and, more importantly, how we might model them in turn in our own lives. Enthusiasm. Swami Kriyananda was the most enthusiastic person I ever met. Whatever he was doing at the moment, he did it with full vigor, focus, and joy. Enthusiasm, he wrote, is the spirit of joy channeled through the power of the will. If we want to know joy, we must live always in the full expectation of it. Not even earthly happiness can come to those who demand it glumly or who work for it with their eyes to the ground. To achieve happiness, one must work with happiness. To achieve divine joy, one must be keenly enthusiastic in everything one does. Swamiji's enthusiasm for sharing the teachings created a magnetic influence that transformed thousands of lives. People often ask Devi and me how we manage to do so much, sometimes with the unspoken insinuation of, at your age. The secret is willingness. Time and again, I've been shown that we get tired not because of the activity itself, but because of our internal resistance. I can't claim always to rise to the level of enthusiasm, but I've at least managed to get the unwillingness monster cowering in the corner. Discipleship. This was the pole star of Swamiji's life. Everything he did, and it was a staggering amount, he did in attunement with Master. The many different subjects of his books, like spokes on a wheel, all radiated from the hub of Master's teachings, each tailored in a way that was appropriate to that particular topic. His discipleship to Master became so profound that at the end of his life, Swamiji said, "I no longer know where Swami Kriyananda ends and Yogananda begins." Personally, I end each meditation with a sincere offering of my will into Master's will and a deep prayer for his guidance. The real challenge throughout the day is not willingness, but forgetfulness. If I can but remember to ask for guidance, I invariably receive it. And finally, of Swami's characters, universal kindness, friendship, and love. Swami had a huge heart, large enough to accommodate everyone. He cared for all of us like a father and mother both, including people he knew only slightly, and even perfect strangers. In his last week on earth, he invited his close friends from the Ananda community near Assisi for tea, an excuse to give them one final blessing, though he never mentioned that he was about to leave. Saying goodbye to your dear ones is not uncommon, but even in the frail state of his final days, he asked to be driven into Assisi so he could pay one last visit to bless also the shopkeepers he had come to know. Once, when Devi silently sought more attention from him, he said, "Devi, no one is special to me. I'm not even special to myself." On the other hand, everyone was special to him. His heart embraced everyone, including all of you who are reading these words. Swamiji was a way-shower for all of us. When he asked Master when he would achieve moksha, Master replied, "God won't come to you until the end of life. Death itself is the final sacrifice you will have to make." If we follow Swamiji's example of enthusiastic discipleship and universal love, I hope and believe that Master's words will apply to many of us as well. In Divine Friendship, Nayaswami Jyotish. Well, friends, you know, in the day that this comes out, that you will be reading these words or hearing these words, that will be the anniversary of my meeting with Swamiji in 1967. So it will be 57 years from the time I met him. And all but the last 14 were spent with him, and in many cases in close association. So the teachings and the blessings that I received from him are far, far too numerous to count. It's not even easy to pick out a few of his most salient qualities, but I thought that these ones that I've written about, enthusiasm, discipleship, and the kindness and love of an expanded heart, I thought these were certainly among the most powerful and most life-transforming qualities. They transformed not only his life, but the lives of those who came in contact with him. And the main point of writing this is not to show how wonderful Swamiji was. He was, that goes without saying. But the main point I wanted to get across when writing this is that these are qualities that each and every one of us can emulate. We can bring enthusiasm and focus into what we're doing. We can make discipleship, our discipleship to God and Guru, a keystone of our path, of our life, and keep referring back to it. And most of all, it is simply a choice to open our hearts and reach out and embrace everyone. You know, it's not that hard to do. And if we do that with willingness and enthusiasm, there will be a powerful energy that embraces everyone and has the power to uplift and change them. Let's start with those who are closest to us, our friends and family, and then expand from there to those that we know but maybe not know quite so well. But don't stop there. Keep going and embracing everyone, those who you meet, those who you read about, until finally, like an expanding light, you really do send your love and goodwill to everyone and everything dwelling on this planet. God bless you.